And so on the tunic, so that reference really just brought home the idea of the Lord's tunic, which was not divided. That there were lots cast for that, as opposed to the outer garments, which were divided up. But that tunic has to do with the interior sense of the word being woven from top throughout, so top down, and the fact that that wasn't divided up speaks to the fact that the internal sense is always held together by the Lord and protected, whereas as far as the external or the literal sense of the word can be twisted and turned whichever way. So the tunic is divine truth. And the interesting thing about that, because I looked up, so it's a tunic of many colors, but the actual term many colors is not there specifically, which is interesting. In one translation, it's a tunic of wrists, as in the wrist. But the root word for that is what ceases or disappears. It also means trimming or bordering. So in the explanation given in the Arcana, it talks about the many colors, which is the term that's used there, being the appearances of truth that the Lord clothes himself with. So, and what's interesting is that before Joseph is thrown into the pit, I mean, this comes later, but before Joseph is thrown into the pit, that's stripped off. And so what is more interior needs what is more exterior to show it forth. So an internal always needs an external to show it forth. But if the external is destroyed in some way, then what is internal can't be presented. And so you have it disappearing or ceasing to be able to be made available. So that's just a few thoughts around that tunic.